today on Core Values, Chris has some thoughts on one very unusual type of yoga.
I know about yoga. I know about yoga on the beach. I know about hot yoga. But until very recently, I was unaware of goat yoga. Apparently, it's very popular. Yoga classes are conducted with humans and baby goats. Why? Well, I have no idea. But allegedly, the goats provide a relaxing atmosphere for those doing yoga. Say what? Right. As I said, I don't get it either. But goat yoga is apparently very popular in Maryland and Virginia. But in D.C., it's against the law. A downtown brew pub announced it was going to offer a class in goat yoga, and the class sold out right away. But not so fast. D.C. authorities said, forget about it, because it's against the law in the District of Columbia for humans to have contact with animals that are not pets. Should such goat yoga sessions take place, the city is threatening to confiscate the goats. No kidding. Pun intended. Again, I don't get goat yoga, but if people want to engage in it, I take a libertarian point of view. So, what the heck? Goat power is a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.